Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. My name is Hadley and I'm your phrenologist for this week. This week we were on the nature trail looking at what animals are doing in winter. There are many clues that tell us the story. These include tracks, scat, scrapes, browse marks, hair, and even body parts. We observed that animals are adapting to the cold weather because of what they are eating. We noticed places where woodpeckers chipped bark off trees on the bottom and also pecked holes to find insects in trees. We know that rabbits and deer change from grass to browse in winter, such as twigs and buds. Some of the animals that we saw this week were a gray fox on Ryan Road seen by Evan. Will observed a skunk and the smell on the 26th. The smell actually seeped into our bus. We saw raccoon tracks, which looked almost like a teeny handprint. Also present were grouse tracks and mouse tracks. We were also lucky enough to see larger coyote tracks, which we measured. Fox tracks were near the raccoon with its scat and urine, possibly we found his or her home. Surprisingly, deer are not using our area right now, according to the evidence in the snow. We have an average of 9.5 inches of snow in our school forest. It dropped a few inches from last week. Our skating rink is closed due to melting. We have seen many birds this week, including a bald eagle and a turkey vulture seen by Janie on the 22nd, and many of the students have seen chickadees at bird feeders in their yard. Jacob's mom saw a bald eagle on a dead deer. Amelia is still seeing her resident cardinal near her Duluth home. This concludes our phrenology report. Have a great week, and remember, be observant.
Thank you, Hadley. Nice job. Skunks, raccoons, coyotes. I love it. Those kids just have a great opportunity there. They have a great forest and a great place to go out and look for signs. The note about the turkey vulture, you know, I'm conflicted because this isn't really the season for turkey vultures here in northern Minnesota. It's possible that one would stay, and I can see why they might, because there certainly are opportunities for them to feed, but that is not their habit. And I would say the ID might have been, it may have been an immature bald eagle, be the same color as a turkey vulture, but the turkey vulture with that startlingly naked head, I just don't know how they'd keep their heads warm in the temperatures that we've had. You know, they need to survive here, and the feathers, of course, on their body would keep that part warm, but how do you keep a bald head warm in cold weather? I mean, every bald person I know wears a hat most of the winter, so interesting. We'll have to check that out.